This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Yes, he's speaking today for the first time as the President of the United States.
Big deal.
At the UN. It's huge. Mm-hmm. He wants to make the UN great again.
Yeah.
What can we expect today?
Well, a couple things. I think the approach that the President is going to take will be a principled realism, where we take a clear-eyed look at the world, but still promote American values, including democracy, human rights, all of those things that we as Americans embody and show the world every single day. So that's part of it. Another piece of this will be sovereignty. Promoting strong countries. We want strong countries, strong allies, so that we can fight the battles for the future. And when I say fight, I don't mean, you know, militarily. Mm-hmm. I mean diplomatically. So sure. We can have strong countries. Ainsley, you brought up the issue of Venezuela. We've seen a tremendous erosion of democracy in Venezuela. As the president of that country and his cronies have tried to usurp so much power from democratically elected, they now have this constituent assembly. We call it an illegitimate constituent assembly because it's something that President Maduro just came in and clawed away and gave it right to his political cronies.
What about,
we want to see that change, and the vice president's been great at that, too.
Heather, when Donald Trump was running for president,
yeah,
and he would often take aim at that big building on the east side of Manhattan,
right,
and say that they're ineffective, they've got way too many people, it's a bloated bureaucracy. How much of that guy will we hear today?
Well, we heard the president speak about that yesterday, and he applauded the United Nations for taking steps to reform itself. They also recognize, as do the member states, that they have reforms that need to be made.
Right.
Make the United Nations far more about helping people and far less about a bloated bureaucracy. So they're starting to make those changes. Ambassador Nikki Haley has been a phenomenal person at the United Nations in calling for UN reforms. One of the issues we used to talk about here a lot was an anti-Israel bias on the part of some of the member states. Nikki Haley has called out those countries and is trying to make those changes.
A little bit, you know, to their credit, because they have been called out, and you've got leadership now in America protecting little brother Israel. And, you know, so she has mentioned, Nikki Haley, that that has been tamped down a bit and been measured and brought back in line, because they were getting carried away, as you know, toward the end of the previous administration of Barack Obama. You know, the attacks and the focus was definitely on Israel and all these nations. You know, again, like what we talked about before, the worldview of these different nations is so antithetical to the United States, and kind of amazing when you think about it that, you know, all of them have equal weight, just like the United States. So that's the good and bad of it, is their argument has as much weight as the United States. Forget about the fact that, you know, we're supporting the United Nations here in our own country and all the other things that go along with it, like abusive parking tickets and other diplomatic you know, laws that have been brought into question, where diplomats do not have to abide by our rule and law. They are protected. You know, the argument is that if we have diplomats overseas, you know, their families are protected as well. You know, and I don't know. You know, I don't know what's happening overseas if our diplomats and their kids are getting as much trouble as the ones here in this country seem to be. But, you know, they argue every time it comes up that, oh, no, you know, we can't rescind that part of the law because we need to protect our diplomats and their families overseas as well. Donald Trump is addressing the UN General Assembly, and as they say, it will be a bit of realism that he will share with the UN. And so we'll be interested to hear, you know, the final details of what he shares with the United Nations. And of course, after today, that will be history. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. We're going to talk DACA right now, okay? You've heard a lot of emotions flying around about DACA, and we got to get it out of the emotional, and let's deal with the reality of what DACA is all about. Helen Raleigh joins us now. She's a Chinese immigrant, business owner, and immigration fellow with the Centennial Institute, and wrote a piece, What Congress Should Do About DACA Beneficiaries. Says DACA is not a path to legal residency or U.S. citizenship. It's only a temporary solution. It's no different than putting a small Band-Aid on a large wound. Helen Raleigh, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, excellent to have you here. I think you have written something that is quite definitive, you know, and interesting coming from an immigrant. So your perspective is appropriate. It is welcome because I think we need to get it out of the emotional realm, which the media and all those that dislike this president seem to put themselves into. And I would say along the way, provide a disservice to the people.
Right. So I agree with you that whenever any topic on immigration comes up, there was always a lot of emotions with very little based on facts. Mm-hmm. So what I try to do with this article, as well as I've written many immigration policy related articles, as well as a book came out last year called The Broken Welcome, I address some immigration and reform ideas. I want to offer facts first before we even start discussing whether this is a good idea or not.
Exactly. Well, we knew leading up to President Obama's executive action to create DACA, which we've been saying on the show, he did us no favors. In fact, the Wall Street Journal columnist referred to Barack Obama as being rather cruel by doing something that he knew was illegal and basically just putting, at the time, 1.5 million children in a state of limbo, basically. They're somewhat suspended in their legal position and standing here in this country.
Right. And that's what really DACA is. The supporters for DACA seem to forget that the D in DACA stands for deferred deportation.
Yes.
So it was never a promise to say there was will be no deportation. It's called a deferred deportation. And if we look at what actually DACA is, it is put those children in limbo because it only offers a two-year temporary legal relief. And there's a bunch of other eligibility criteria like age, like education, etc. But for those who meet the criteria, all they got is 2 years relief. During those 2 years, they can legally work, they can legally go to school, but at the end of the second year, if they want to continue, whether going to school or going to continue to work, they have to apply for renewal. Mm-hmm. And the renewal will last for another 2 years. So who in their right mind can plan a productive life in every 2 year increment? Of course, they put those children in a legal limbo.
Exactly.
It's not the right solution.
Well, and the other thing, too, is interesting to note here in your column, you wrote and reminded us that it was 1.5 million children. Today, the number that they're quoting is 800,000. So what happened to the other 700,000 children?
Well, so not everybody applied for DACA because there are many of them afraid when they apply for DACA, you have to submit a lot of the personal identification information. So many illegal immigrant children were afraid this is a trap. To trap them, it's easier for the government to identify them. Therefore, not everybody applied for DACA. And of course, like I said, there are age limits too, and there are also like no criminal records. So there are a bunch of qualifiers. So some of them probably just not qualified to apply for DACA. But one more thing I want to point out is also, we can't just look at the children's, this law was intended, not law, this executive action was intended back in 2012. Mm-hmm. When President Obama announced this program in 2012, he was targeted for the children who were brought here legally, the 1.5 million estimate number. But I mentioned in my article, there's a dark side effect that we are not discussing, is that this law, I mean, again, this executive
order, yes.
Has become a magnet to attract underage children to cross border illegally. Mm-hmm. If you go to the Border Patrol's website, they have data on monthly apprehensions going back to several years. You can almost pinpoint right after DACA passed, the unaccompanied minor cross-border legal rate just spiked up and has never gone down. And even New York Times, when they did a report on this unaccompanied minor issues, when they went to talk to the unaccompanied minors apprehended at the border, guess what? They told the reporters that they were invited by their families already here in the United States.
Yes.
Because they saw that DACA offers them an amnesty. So if you come here as a children, then it's okay. You can legally stay. So that is something we do not talk about. And it's also very, very cruel because as you can understand, the travel along our southern border, crossing the southern borders, is a very, very dangerous journey. Not only the children are subject to harsh natural environments, they're also subject to sexual and physical abuse by the coyotes.
Yes, exactly.
So it is a very cruel, cruel thing to do to these children.
Exactly. Well, we maintained when this took place and we saw the children thrown on top of train cars and they were migrating, north to come to the United States, that this was a human resources windfall, for those drug traffickers and sex traffickers, because these kids are coming, they're unaccompanied, and they're queuing up, and they're, the coyotes, whether it's the coyotes or the organized individuals here who are taking, in a sense, these people, the assets, and putting them in varying lines, depending on how they could be used here in America as sex slaves or drug mules. And, and that was, I agree with you, Helen, this was greatly underreported because people on the left, the progressives, wanted to talk about the warm and fuzzy emotional aspect of it and what Barack Obama was doing. But what he did was rather dangerous, and he put these kids at risk. I do not think that he would want any of his kids put in a similar situation.
No, and that to me, that's another cruel aspect of DACA that people do not want to talk about. But, laws have unintended consequences. Mm-hmm. Even though this executive action was targeted to those children right here, but when they were, it became a magnet to attract the children from Central America to make those dangerous journeys and subject themselves to, harm just because they imagined that with DACA, there's some kind of asylum, amnesty they can seek in the United States. And we need to talk about, if we want to talk about being compassionate, we need to talk about how can we be more compassionate to these children instead of encourage them to make
exactly.
a physically harming journey.
Well, Helen, we've got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Helen Raleigh is with us, Chinese immigrant and business owner on Bill Martinez Live.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Helen Raleigh is with us. Helen, relevant to the unintended consequences that you and I touched on in the first segment, there are additional unintended consequences that is amazing to me, whether it's Barack Obama, and I don't think Barack Obama is unintelligent. I think he was an intelligent man, but for him not to consider these other potential things happening, I mean, I don't know what he thought was going to happen.
Well, there's a famous C.S. Lewis quote I always love. Basically, he said, out of all the tyranny who sincerely work for the best of the people is the worst kind. Right? Because, because they're thinking they're doing this with the best intentions. Therefore, the intention just the means and the end result. Doesn't matter what the reality turned out to be. So, I agree with you. I don't think President Obama is, you know, I think he's a very intelligent person, but there is unintended consequence or just facts on the ground that has been ignored by the government.
Well, I don't know how you, I mean, the whole drive here was to fix immigration. So how do you fix it by breaking it even more? That doesn't make sense to me.
That's why I propose there are ways we can do this, can fix this without, you know, without making it any worse. So, for example, for the children who are already in school, let's grant them a student visa. The length of the visa should match with how many years they have left in school. Mm-hmm. For the young adults who are already working, we grant them a work visa, and the work visa, the length of the work visa should match with, you know, their either employment contract or give them a minimum number of years. Mm-hmm. This way, this has several benefits. Number one, their life are not interrupted. You know, they can continue finishing their school, they can continue work. So get them out of this 2-year temporary, you know, limbo. And then number two is neither student visa nor work visa are immigration visa, which means, yes, they are non-immigrants, so they are not entitled to social welfare benefits.
Right.
And if they so desire to become legal immigrant like me, I would say just join the line.
Exactly.
And currently, we have different channels for people like me who were born outside the United States to become in legal residents, you know, legally. And so there is no need to create a separate special path to citizenship because it's a huge fairness issue. Again, when we talk about immigration reform, guess what we never talk about? Legal immigration. Mm-hmm. We do not talk about that 30 million legal immigrants in this country. Like me, we paid our dues, we stood in line, we dealt with the most complex laws in America, and we did all the right things to get here. We never was given any relief. No politician ever talked about giving us any relief. And some of us have to endure more than decades of separation with our families.
Exactly.
You know, I've been in this process for 17 years. Nobody ever contacted me or interviewed me to give me any relief. So it's a huge fairness issue.
Yes, exactly. Well, and really, when you think about immigration, immigration is for the country. It's got to benefit. And right now, there are some very positive things that we can do. Yes, we have some illegal immigrants. I think it's paramount above all things to get them in a position of where they have some legal standing, and this is what you're talking about. So this way, if they have a problem legally, well, then they don't have a problem calling 911 and getting some relief. But right now, they don't, and we have this shadow class of people that's being manipulated and managed by outside forces, whether it has to do with drug trafficking or sex trafficking. And though it's not, I don't think it's the majority of illegal immigrants that are here, but it's enough to be problematic down the road. And of course, then we get back to the basics, as you talk about, Ellen, and that is that if we're a nation of rules and laws, then above all things, we need to follow the rules and laws, because the chaos that we have right now in this country, at every turn, you can look at it and see where there's been a blatant infraction of the laws.
Right. And, you know, one thing that I think the supporters of DACA, they fail to appreciate is, you know, because on the right, we always talk about rule of law, and they think, oh, you know, you're just talking about, you know, oppressed, being oppression. You know, I came from China. You know, I came from authoritarian regime. So I know that in China, there's somebody in the power can arrest you. You don't have due process. You know, you can be, if somebody in a power position said you're guilty, then you're guilty. Okay, so you have no recourse. Here, our country have the rule of law. Guess what? The rule of law protect the most vulnerable in the society, giving them a fighting chance. Here, even if you go on the street to arrest the homeless people, you can't just do that by somebody just saying something. You have to have, even the homeless people on the street need a due process, need, you know, legal representation. You know, so the rule of law protects the most vulnerable. Therefore, it's important for everybody's benefit, especially for those most vulnerable in the society, to insist that we need to continue maintain the rule of law. Another thing is, you know, many immigrants, they run away from chaos situation back from their home. The chaos was in such an extent that they're willing to give up everything they know to take this journey to come to a totally strange land, right?
Yes.
So why don't you take part to become part of this new society rather than just try to duplicate a new chaos in this new environment? That doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, this is what assimilation is all about. You know, I know that with my parents, for their 9 kids, it was about assimilating. And my dad was a World War II vet, and 3 of our members of our family, our immediate family, were in the military. Of course, we're legal citizens of the United States of America. But you're exactly right. I mean, if we're just going to allow people to have, to not be responsible enough to assimilate, then you start having chaos and the division of the peoples, and that does not work. This is the United States of America. We are a blending pot. We're a melting pot of all these cultures. That is just, to me, it is just such a blessing, Helen, that we have so many cultures in this country. And I think it's been very positive. But when those core principles are violated, we have division, and then chaos enters in. And right now, we're at a very chaotic point in our country, and we need more people like yourself who can speak up against these things that, for the sake of some kind of emotional reason or reasoning, would keep us going along the same way. And here it is. I mean, we're living the definition of insanity, right?
in some way like that. Yeah, you're right. You know, I feel so blessed in this country. You know, I mentioned in my book, as a closing in my book, I mentioned that in our household, we celebrate Chinese New Year. We also celebrate St. Patrick's Day because my husband is a fourth generation Irish American. But guess what? While we celebrating all these holidays, there's something underarching overall principle is we are all Americans. Mm-hmm. We're one people. We're Americans first. You know, we respect the Constitution. We respect the rule of law. We all want to become American first. Then we'll celebrate those culture things, you know.
Exactly.
I think that the left in this country somehow totally turned this around. They try to emphasize the difference among people rather than try to unify people as we are Americans first.
And when you consider what makes an American, read the U.S. Constitution, Helen. To me, it is such a glorious document. It's so inspiring. And that is that flame that burns on a high hill that is an attraction to people all over the world. A document that defines liberty. A document that defines who is the force behind that liberty. The God-given rights, not anybody else, not given by a king or a president of the United States, but by God himself. And that resonates with people of faith who can say, you know what, that makes sense. That's where I want to go. That's where I want to be. And as you say, if we can hold on to that higher calling, it doesn't matter what country you originate from. What matters is that we're all in this together. We're Americans looking for each other's greater good. Follow Helen on Twitter at HRaleighSpeaks and go to her website, HelenRaleighSpeaks.com. Helen, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
I'm Andy Solomon. T-Mobile has completely disrupted wireless, and Netflix has disrupted entertainment. What happens when you bring two disruptors together? You get Netflix on Us from T-Mobile. Tech expert Jennifer Jolly has more.
T-Mobile's giving people free Netflix if they get or already have a T-Mobile One family plan. And that's a big win because we all love getting something for free, right? So anyone with a T-Mobile One plan can now binge watch their favorite Netflix shows as much as they want, whenever they want, for free, and that includes taxes and fees.
While users of other wireless networks have seen their speeds plummet under the stress of offering unlimited data, T-Mobile's network speeds have increased and the company is doubling down on unlimited data with free Netflix subscriptions.
This year, Americans crossed a tipping point, spending more than 50% of screen time on smartphones and digital devices versus that traditional TV. So mobile viewing, it's expected to more than double by 2020.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com/Netflix.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, the spirit of thankfulness, huh? Boy, I'll tell you, that is overwhelming. What a powerful force when people's focus is on being grateful and thankful, no doubt about it. And I got to tell you, I'm exactly that right now because of Multnomah Press. They were kind enough to send me some extra copies of John Piper's book, 120 Daily Meditations. It is a kind of a compilation of some previous books and some new stuff in there as well. It's called The Satisfied Soul. A real quick read. You know, sometimes you know when you do your daily devotions, sometimes you just need that resetting that just takes a couple of seconds that you want. You know, you don't necessarily want to go to the Bible and read something real quick like it's a fast food experience. But what John has given us is a little bit of that. It's a couple of pages of a daily devotional that kind of helps center you on things of God and the higher calling, titled The Satisfied Soul, Showing the Supremacy of God in All of Life. Like I say, I have a couple extra copies I'd like to give away. All you got to do, tell me you're interested. Send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. And we're going to do this through Friday. And, hey, we'll draw some names and give you a free gift of John's devotional, John Piper. You will enjoy it. It is very, very powerful. In fact, I may even, you know, I hesitate to give my own a copy, but it is so good. I want you to have it. It is really a terrific blessing. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. So get that email off to me right away. Gary LeBlanc joins us now. Gary has been so faithful. He is the founder of Mercy Chefs. He's been on with us several times during the ordeal of Hurricane Harvey and Irma, and he has given us a ground floor report in these areas as they've been hustling all about doing just being a blessing. You talk about being a blessing, going out and serving hot meals to the first responders and the victims. Gary, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, always good to have you here to have an update, because I think what happens sometimes, Gary, you know, when things are immediate, we're really good at reacting. We do the best we can, first responders, all that good stuff. But the fact of the matter is at the ground level in Texas and in Florida, the cleanup still continues. We are still in cleanup and restoration, and Mercy Chefs is still there, right?
Yeah, we're in Estero, Florida, right between Fort Myer and Naples.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still finding little pockets, neighborhoods that are without power and haven't seen a lot of relief make their way in yet. We are seeing everybody sort of get their legs underneath them this week.
Mm-hmm.
And folks are gaining some traction down here and getting the recovery started. But Mercy Chefs has been here from day one, and we're sort of that stopgap. We mm-hmm. get in there between when it happens and when everybody else can get in. So.
Well, and you've been such a blessing. I mean, you guys have served up thousands of meals, and we're grateful, you know, as we're saying, you got to be thankful for the people, you know, across the country that have believed in your work, have donated, and, of course, donations are still needed, as you are continuing to serve, you know, thousands of meals, you know, to these victims and people who are there doing some heavy lifting on behalf of the people in Texas and in Florida.
Yeah, well, we're still serving in Texas. We've scaled back a little bit, but we're supporting some of the work teams that are going in and mucking out homes, and those folks need to eat, and they're down there as volunteers, so it's great to be able to feed them. We're over 100,000 meals in Texas.
Wow.
Here
that is incredible. Yeah,
we're going to top 60,000 tomorrow, and we are still feeding victims that are coming out. It is just such a tragedy. I've tried to emphasize, you know, it's not a storm that hits Florida. It's a storm in each of these people's lives.
Mm.
Yeah. The working families. I mean, even in Naples and Collier and Lee County, some very wealthy counties in Florida, there still are a lot of working poor.
Mm-hmm.
And single moms, and they've all missed 2 and 3 paychecks now, and so the ongoing ramifications from a storm are just so expansive.
Well, and that's the thing. Unless you've been there and gone through it, you have no idea. I mean, you may see an 8-second TV soundbite, or, you know, hear something on the radio and you think, wow, how awful. But again, boy, whatever you can do to help out, and Mercy Chefs is one of the few organizations that we support here at Bill Martinez Live, because we believe not only in what they're doing, but they honor the investment. They have been proven stewards of the money that's been invested, and it goes right there, you know, to the problem. And it is a direct hand, you know, hand to these people, hand up to these people who are devastated. And, you know, and Gary, as you say, I mean, you know, 2-3 paychecks you miss out. I mean, it's already noted by world famous economists that most Americans can't lose one paycheck, much less lose 3. So what these people are faced with, I imagine in some regard, I mean, though, you know, the idea of hunger, you know, taking over, but it can be so depressing, you probably don't even want to think about eating.
Well, I mean, these folks are returning home this week, and some still without power, but, I mean, many are finding refrigerators and freezers that are completely rotted out, and they've got to throw everything in the house away. And just to have to restock a refrigerator for a working family is going to be an ordeal. So mm-hmm. we've partnered with some other organizations down here, and we're able to do food and water distribution. So along with the hot meal and the respite for us, they can gather at least part of their grocery bill before they go home.
Exactly.
So it is tough. You know, one of the other things we've seen here in Estero have been the children. We have a big tent set up on our site. It's become sort of the gathering place. And these kids won't be going back to school for another week. But I've spent the week just wondering what goes through a child's mind in a storm like this. How hard it must be for them to process. Why can't we go home? Why can't I play with my toys? Why am I not in school with my friends?
Yeah, exactly. There's a big missing part in their lives right now. In one of your recent stories that you send out to us, Gary, you talk about a man who came to your mobile kitchen to thank the chefs for his meal. He said he lives with his family in a mobile home nearby that was spared from flooding, but it's still without power more than a week after Irma hit. They've been sleeping in their car to escape the Florida heat. He told us, you say, if it wasn't for you guys, we would have no food to eat. They are one of the many families down here who barely make ends meet every month. Now with two missed paychecks, no savings and nothing to fall back on, his bank account is empty. Wow. I mean, this is just one of the many of thousands of stories in the Naked City, as they say, real life, real people, real situations.
Well, we're eye to eye with them. I mean, it's not that flyover view. It's not that 30,000 foot look. I mean, it's eye to eye with some folks that are in really desperate circumstances.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Gary, we can't thank you enough for what Mercy Chefs has been doing. You've been doing this, this isn't something that's just been done recently. You've been doing this for a long time. You founded Mercy Chefs and it's allowed other chefs with the same heart to come alongside and be a blessing to these victims and these families that need you so much. How can people come alongside and partner with you?
I encourage them to go to our website, mercychefs.com, www.mercychefs.com, and they can see some of the things we're doing. They can partner with us in prayer as volunteers and financially. And our Facebook site is also a great place to keep up with us on a day-to-day basis, just Mercy Chefs.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know Gary is very humble, and he appreciates all that you've done by way of your prayers and for volunteers who have come alongside Mercy Chefs. But as you can imagine, donations are always needed, and we appreciate whatever you can do, any size donation. Go to mercychefs.com, and do what you can to come alongside the great work that they're doing. Gary LeBlanc, I'm Bill Martinez Live, the founder of Mercy Chefs. Gary, God bless you. Thank you so much.
And you as well, my friend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is brought to you by Express Scripts. For the 10,000 people who become Medicare eligible every day, choosing a Part D prescription drug plan is stressful, particularly when they learn choices made when first enrolling could have long-term financial impact. For current beneficiaries, reevaluating their plan is key to ensure 2018 coverage still meets their pharmacy needs. Rebecca Rabbit, PharmD.
There will be several updates to Medicare Part D plan offerings in 2018, so newly eligible and current beneficiaries need to start preparing now to be ready to enroll in a plan that best suits their needs. This includes creating a list list of medications and local pharmacies, and mapping out annual medical and pharmacy expenses. This information will make it easier to evaluate current plans and explore new ones when information becomes available on October 1st. Plan enrollment begins October 15th and it ends December 7th, so it's important to start early and carefully evaluate options to choose the best plan.
For more information and tips on choosing the right Medicare Part D plan, visit roadmapformedicare.com or medicare.gov.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hooray for Hollywood, that phony super coney Hollywood. They come from Chillicothe and Paducah with their bazookas to get their names up in lights. Hooray for Hollywood.
This is Bill Martinez Live.
Gosh, I remember when that we used to say and feel hooray for Hollywood. But, of course, after the Emmys, it made you stop just a little bit and got rather disappointing because it would seem that they got out of their, off of their main track and what Hollywood is all about in terms of entertainment. And we continue to keep pressure on Hollywood to not forget the families that they serve, and what an important demographic it is. Tim Winter joins us right now, president of the Parents Television Council. The Parents Television Council is a nonprofit education organization advocating responsible entertainment. You can go and visit the new PTC Watch a Dog blog at parentstv.org/blog, and you can follow them on Twitter at the PTC. Tim, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Always good to be talking to you. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill. Good day to you and your listeners from today, Denver, Colorado.
Hey, all right. You're constantly a moving target here. I thought I was catching you on the West Coast, but after California made itself a sanctuary state, you had to get out of there and go to Denver for a while, huh?
No, I do travel quite a lot.
No, I understand. Well, the topic at hand here is the one thing about the Emmys, again, it demonstrated that you've got these entities outside of the traditional Hollywood big screen producers making hay. It is Hulu and Netflix winning, but they're doing it in the more artistic genre of the R-rated segments. it's not necessarily the family-friendly segments, and you're saying, hey, guys, you're missing out on an important demographic and opportunity here.
Yeah, and I Lucia, thank you for teeing up the issue so eloquently. They really have forgotten family, these new and emerging technology platforms and distribution platforms, and now spending, you know, billions of dollars on original programming. A lot of families have so-called cut the cord from cable and television, and they rely on these streaming services because they feel like they have more control over what's coming into their home, and they can monitor more closely what their children are watching. But we just conducted a survey, a review, a very in-depth analysis of all the different programs that are made on these platforms, all the different programming. And something like over 60% of the original programming that Netflix has produced is mature audiences only. Only 1% of all the original programming is rated TVG.
Wow.
So they really are chasing after an audience that really wants graphic sex, graphic violence, extreme harsh profanity, and a lot of nudity. And they really have forgotten families along the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the kind of stuff that makes you popular in the cocktail circuits of Hollywood. But, you know, again, that can only go so far. And already, I mean, the big companies, whether you're talking about Disney or any of the other larger companies, are realizing that you know, PG and G-rated films are doing you know, they are much more successful based on box office reports than these R-rated films. But, you know, the artistes, and, you know, that's what makes you cool at these cocktail parties, because you produce stuff like this. And you know, but meanwhile, you're abandoning a key demographic. And I think what's going to happen here, Tim, is that at some point there's going to be another home for, you know, a G-rated, whether, you know, it's an expansion of the Disney product, and all those, they've entered into some questionable areas as well, because the nature of the artistic expression can't seem to help itself sometimes.
Yeah, and Disney has just recently announced that they're pulling out of their distribution deal with Netflix, so that all the movies that, you know, very family-friendly movies that Disney produces, you know, specifically for families, are now being pulled off of Netflix, and Netflix will have even less family quality programming. And,
mm-hmm.
and you hit the nail on the head just a second ago. You're so right. When you look back at what are the most successful, and I don't mean just in terms of viewership, but financially successful
mm-hmm.
Movie and television franchises over the years. And they are the shows that it can attract the entire family audience. That's where there's more dollars. It's the most lucrative. They are the most profitable, both film and television. When you think back on, you know, what are the shows that continue to be rerun on television? It's
mm-hmm.
ones that the whole family can enjoy together.
Exactly.
Same thing with the movies. And you know, right, you seem to have your finger on the pulse of what drives some in Hollywood. It's a very egotistical type of a culture that and narcissistical,
mm-hmm.
you know, theme. Everybody wants to be the cool it producer in Hollywood.
Right.
And the way you do that is not by producing something that makes the most money. It's the one that causes the most controversy, the most water cooler talk,
mm-hmm.
and unfortunately for families, that leaves them out in the cold.
Exactly. Well, you would think there are several weeks within the calendar year where, you know, these houses just empty out their shelves and they'll throw a lot of mediocre, you know, movies that they've spent a lot of money. You would think that there would be some part of or division of these companies that would say, hey, look at on these throwaway weeks, why don't we focus on some family friendly type products? I mean, what do we got to lose? Right.
Yeah, there are opportunities, abundant opportunities for them to try this. Unfortunately, when you see and hear so much buzz around Game of Thrones and shows like that, the sense in Hollywood is that, well, we must be like that. And if you try to do that and fail, you'll still keep your job. If you try to do something different, dramatically different, and reach out to the whole family and try something really different, and it's not successful, you get fired. So So if you're an employee and you're a decision maker, what do? You follow the lemmings.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be the way things frequently work, especially at the studio level.
Well,
Nobody ever gets fired for trying what everybody else has been doing successfully.
Yeah, it's always justifiable because you're going with the crowd, and that's easy. But if you want to stand out and do something different, I mean, here it is, whether it's Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon, they have a golden opportunity here to do what others have done and have carved out a niche or said, okay, we're going to allow a certain amount of the budget and focus to be family friendly. Why not? I mean, because we've had many conversations with Ted Bear, who's been a one man gang to go after Hollywood and enlighten them on these numbers like we're talking about, these family friendly numbers that show that they're missing out an opportunity. After all, they do have a responsibility to their investors, don't they?
You would think that that a for-profit corporation would be fixated on how do you generate the greatest return for its shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
And amazingly, that does not happen in a lot of the big entertainment company stocks. They are more about PR spin and less about, you know, does this decision or does that decision make more net return for the shareholders. You know, you started the conversation by talking about the profitability of these pro-family films, and I know Ted Bear has been a big voice behind that. So has Dick Rolfe from the Dove Channel.
Mm-hmm.
They point out every year just how much more profitable the family-friendly films are than the edgy, explicit shows that win the awards.
Mm-hmm.
That are celebrated by the Hollywood community as the award winners. And we saw it just on Sunday night with the Emmy Awards. When you look up and down at what are the shows that are being talked about on the Emmy stage,
mm-hmm.
very few can be enjoyed by a family audience. And that's not just because you have to be edgy to have a good program, but it's a commitment of dollars, resources, the best talent, and a commitment by these studios to create something high quality. I go back to my days. I was with NBC back in the 80s and 90s. And Grant Tinker was the CEO.
Yes, exactly.
And he realized that by getting the best producers, the best production people, the best creative minds, and focus them in a direction and commit to the dollars to make it good. Boy, we've enjoyed record profits year after year after year, and it's
exactly.
lasted for many years.
Well, and you have people that understand the vision of a general audience and what they can do, and that to sell yourself out for the sake of language or exposing bodies. I go back to the days, Tim, we probably grew up about the same time when we had, the Red Skeletons of the world and, Bob Hopes and that, they didn't have to rely on language or something that was, that would take you into the realm of, today was, it was R. Back then, it would have been X, So we're just so close to, the pornography rating, but we're kind of fooling ourselves by just calling it an R.
Yeah, we've seen up and down the ratings of these movies and TV shows. They are assigned by the industry, and the industry knows that if you take something explicit and give it a rating that's appropriate for families, it will make more money, even
right.
though the content is explicit. And that's, we think, fraudulent, deceptive. And it needs some real serious looking into.
Well, we appreciate you calling them out on that. But this is a conversation to advance the profitability of Netflix and Hulu and Amazon if they have ears to listen. Tim Winter, president of the Parents Television Council. Tim, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Bill.
Take care. A couple of minutes before the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. and you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Are you a Catholic?